And we are back in the Manimal Zone, guys. It's been a very eventful morning, to say the least. We're in studio with Carrie, the stellar one. Say hi, Carrie.
Hello, Gaff. We're in my kitchen, not my living
room. We are back.
That's how I am.
In Carrie's living room, and we are high.
In Carrie's kitchen.
And we have two special guests today, which is very exciting. We have the ever lovely Diana. I can't say your last name. Say hi.
Hello, guys. Sorry. I forgot I have to scoot in.
And so returning for a round two, we got Kid Marvelous. Kid, you fucking cocksucker.
Say hello. What up?
All right, this is why we brought Diana. He's going to speak for Kid if she wants to, but she can speak for herself too, because... You know, well, we all know Kid is a Bellator fighter. Well, was. We'll talk about, do you want to say sign up to PFL? Guys, can PFL sign him up? All right, we're in limbo here. I'll speak for you. Thanks.
Nobody wants to be in limbo.
No, but Diana is a fighter also, and... looking for a fight. And we had to say, it's like, you know, talk about, it's tough to find girls to fight.
It's very tough. It's, sorry, guys.
Slide that to her.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't have to...
Nope, no worries.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So as we were talking about earlier, and we had to, like, save it for the podcast, pretty much the problem is in New York, we can't find girls. There's no local talent, I guess. Or there is, but people are, like, not active. Girls are not active as much as guys, I feel like. So even, like, usually, like, they'll schedule me to fight a girl, and then, you know, they put the names, they make it official, they post the fucking thing, and then... All of a sudden, like 2 weeks out, actually, this fight didn't go through. The other camp didn't agree. And I'm like, dude, like, you have me here training. You're not telling me this. Like,
yeah, like, I'm 2 weeks out. You're like, yeah, you know, I had to diet for this. Like, yeah, you know, like, my I'm trying to sell tickets. You're like, you know, I'm Greek.
Yeah.
And Colombian.
It's bad. Yeah.
You're it's like, damn
mix.
It. You're
it's
like,
the crazy mix.
You're like, do you know how good the food in both my cultures are?
They
and
are.
Then you want me to cut weight?
Yeah, struggle. And my family loves to eat. We get together and we just eat. You know how Greek people are.
It's good food. You don't eat, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I had the other day that was really good? Baklava cheesecake.
Damn.
There's this place in
Bayside. It's not very Greek. It's like Americanized.
It's Americanized, but it was mad good.
But yeah, baklava is...
I love baklava.
It's very good.
But yeah, I guess in Greece they don't do a baklava cheesecake. But you know what? If they
do,
they
like, very traditionally.
Just
it's like a Turkish dish.
Oh, don't tell a guy from Cyprus he's Turkish.
Uh-oh.
I only do that if I want to start a fight.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. No. There's two different... Well, honestly, like, Turkey is, like, Greece. You know?
I mean, it's like, very similar.
But
the food
I mean,
is very similar. But, yeah, there's a lot of history that makes them rivals.
Exactly. But it originated from Greece. I'm just saying.
Well, really, it originated in the Trojan War.
Yeah.
Well. So the Greeks were like, no, we invented baklava.
Diana's like, you're not telling me. I'm telling you, it was invented in Greece. I like it.
The Greeks invented everything, according to Greeks.
Of course. Of guys. Course. You don't... Not only Greeks know this, the whole world knows this. Like, it's not new.
I used to go out with a Greek girl, and her father was like mad Greek from like Chios. And he was like, Eleni, you should be proud to be Greek. Like,
you know,
was so Greek.
You know I'm from Chios, right?
I know.
Yeah.
We talked about this before.
Yeah. Oh my God. I never knew. Head, yeah.
Yeah. She probably knows. She's a
no, I honestly, like, I talk about
there's
things.
Like 10 people in Chios.
No, but listen, I've never met so many Chiotes in fucking anywhere in the world, but in Long Island.
Right?
Everyone's
from Chios.
Anyone I talk to, like, some random guy. Like,
are you from Chios?
Yeah, like, two random kids, like, walk in the gym, and I'm like, they have a similar last name to, like, someone I know. And I'm like, oh, where are you from? Oh, from Chios. I'm like, what?
There's 10 people in that town.
I was born and raised there. I don't know you.
No, but really, the town is small, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it, like, 4,000 people? It's, like, small.
It's
like
it's very small. It's, like, an island, you know?
But,
it's
I've never met so many people from Chios.
Yeah,
I've been Farmingdale and Massapequa.
Yeah,
I'm like, is
crazy.
This, like, this place?
I don't know. I guess. It's like we're island people, so we want to go back to the island.
I was thinking that. I'm like, it's an island. Maybe you guys just like islands.
Island boys.
Island boys.
Oh my god.
They can make sense.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Carrie,
what were you telling your friend that time? He was like, I want to live on an island.
I look at him and I'm like, yo, you do. You literally live on Long Island. Yeah. You are surrounded by water. Do you know how lucky you are and we get seasons?
Yes.
You live on the longest island in America.
Yeah.
Be proud. Yeah. Be proud to be from Long Island. I include Queens and Brooklyn as part of Long Island. Contiguously, they are.
I do, weirdly, because
contiguously they are
parts of it. Manhattan, it depends where you go. They kind of do connect.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Like Manhattan can go fuck themselves.
No. Like culturally, no. Geographically, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try to stay away from the microphone. You got it.
Okay.
Like culturally, they're very different, Queens and Long Island, but geographically, they're kind of like attached. Manhattan is an island in the middle of the Hudson River.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Staten Island is an island in the middle of. I don't know.
Is it true
Jersey.
By like 2050 is going to be gone?
I don't know.
Island?
No
they
island?
They say like the water the thing. Will rise.
I have a question
Parts
about
Parts of
this.
Long Island will still be here.
I need, I maybe, hope. I don't know. Definitely. So I have a question about this.
Look at the future world map, I'll show you.
First of all, all I've of New something. York millions of years ago was underwater. And then it all came and rose to the surface.
Right, that's right, yeah, I've seen that
so somewhere. So in the span of millennia, New York will be underwater. In the recent, will it? Possibly, but I will say this.
So I way live in, further down, not 50 years?
I don't know. I live in Canarsie, and I'm right by the water. And I lived there for 42 years of my life. And they've been talking about this water level rising.
You walk closer to the water, technically, than like we do. Like,
oh, I walk to the... I mean, I'm the only one closer to the water than me is steam.
Isn't New York City sea level with like
I'm
pretty much
I'm
like
10 feet above sea level.
No, we're like Long Island is 400. There's there's a part of Long Island that's 400 feet.
How come if they're saying and here's the thing? Hold on, I have someone else needs to call me. I need a scientist to explain this to me. They're worried about global warming and ice caps melting and the water rising. That doesn't make sense if you understand physics.
Because, I don't understand physics.
Okay, well, you're going to understand this. Your family has a restaurant, right?
No.
Or you've seen restaurants. Yeah. You've been in a restaurant. Yeah. You get a cup of ice, and there's water, and the ice is floating above the glass. You've seen this happen, right? The ice is, like, sticking above the rim?
Yeah.
Okay. When that ice melts, does it overflow?
No.
No. Why? Because gravity accounts for the weight of the ice floating on top of it. Yeah. So if all the ice melted on Earth, there should be no overflow because all the weight of that ice is already accounted for by gravity. So if you're worried about the ice caps melting and water levels rising, how would that happen? So I need a physicist to explain that to me because the physics I learned says that an easily observable phenomenon will show you that when ice melts, even if it's above the rim, it will not flood anything around it, right? It comes to an even level. It's accounted for.
I wonder if we ask ChatGPT, it's going to answer us.
No, then they're going to report me. Then there's going to be agency and be like, why are you asking so many fucking questions?
So I watched a video where the guy had a theory that the water level isn't rising so much as to we're sinking.
Now this is possible.
Very different.
Now this is a totally different thing that's very possible. Now,
what
Carrie,
to think about at night?
Wait, you're talking about something very valid.
Literally, like the stuff that I think about and that is now coming out that like a lot of the theories that I've spoken about for years, like space being in water and all this stuff, are now coming out. And I'm like, yo, I was talking about that a year ago.
Carrie, you're
like,
right.
What the fuck?
New York, Manhattan, at any point, could wind up where it used to be.
Underwater,
all of Long Island, the whole thing could wind up completely submerged at some point, who knows when.
So,
anything could make that happen, especially geologic activity, which is why, Carrie, I always have my eyes on Iceland. You know how far Iceland is? Not that far. It's only a 4-hour flight.
Oh.
It's very close to us. It's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, I want to. I've always never wanted to go there because I thought it was so fucking far, but now
no,
I would.
3.5-hour flight.
That's scary.
4 hours.
Never
oh, no, I want to go to Iceland.
I have no business.
That's the land of the gods. That's but
oh,
the Vikings.
That, what do you know about this?
Yeah, that's
you
why the Vikings.
Meet Odin.
Yeah, the Vikings call that the land of the gods because it's where there's the most geologic activity
and that's where
on
they
Earth.
They have all those hot spring things.
No wonder, also. Don't they have, like, the Northern Lights up there?
The Northern Lights are there, too.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So
like,
the Northern
that,
Lights,
oh my God, it's
that's
trippy.
The electromagnetic field where it meets the solar winds.
I'd go watch that.
I've never seen
cold.
It, but it looks
I don't
so
like
dope.
The cold.
And you can only see the Northern Lights in the winter. But it is cold. Like yeah.
And it's then, super cold. And then it has like no sun. There's like days where there's like you see no sun. No.
Because of the place it's located in the summer, it's 22 hours of daylight.
Oh, wow.
And in the winter, it's 20 hours of night.
Oh. Can't do that.
So if you go in the winter, you'll see the northern lights, but it's going to be dark. But if you go in the summer, you're going to be partying for 22 hours. It never gets dark.
Okay, fair. I like that.
So it's like kind of wild.
So I'll be there in the summer.
And that's why when Vikings went to Iceland, they were like, this is the wildest place on earth. They were like, and mountains, hot springs. So you're in naturally a place that's -5 degrees.
Yeah.
And there's a hot spring, 94 degrees right there. Wow. Thank you.
I want to go in that so bad.
So bad. The Blue Lagoon, I hear, is overrated. Tourists tell me there's a better spot.
About that.
We should go before it sinks into the ocean. Because we could talk about Ragnarok.
Oh, shit.
Because
I fuck with Vikings. They're good people.
They're good people.
They supposedly are the first ones to come to America and visit all these places.
I mean, they get a bad rap.
They didn't kill anyone. They
get a bad rap.
So but can I say for like part of my lineage, you're welcome.
Awesome. I like that.
Which is what Vikings tried to do most. Just settle in. Because this is going to sound crazy. There were 5 million people, maybe a little less, in all of the Scandinavian countries, which made it overpopulated. It's mostly mountainous. There's not a lot of resources.
Yeah.
They had to go out. It was like, yeah. And if you could settle in a place, so Rollo, you've been watching the show Vikings. So Rollo winds up being the Duke of Normandy. So he invades France, and the French are like, dude, we got all these Vikings and raiding us, including you.
Yeah.
Why don't you work for us? We'll give you this land, which you were there anyway.
Okay.
You know, we really can't get you out. Take this land.
Yeah.
And you protect it from the other Vikings. And they're like, yeah, sure. And now I'm the Duke of Normandy. And
what show is this?
Vikings.
Huh.
And then
Netflix?
Yeah. And then the Duke of Normandy, eventually, this isn't a show, but eventually, his kid winds up being William the Conqueror, who takes over England at the Battle of Hastings. So his descendants are like, you know, you settle in a place. Now you wind up getting resources there. You become landed. You protect the place from other guys. And then you wind up fighting the guys you originally were.
There you go.
Yeah. So it happens a lot.
Damn.
Speaking of fighting, it's been a real lull in the UFC with nothing going on. Oh did you see Aljo had that grappling match last night?
Who the fuck
did he fight? That guy.
I didn't even know.
I don't want to be mean because maybe he would feel the same way about me and be like, who the fuck is Manimal? Did he? Oh, at the...
He wins in, like, weird ways. Like,
oh, does he?
Oh, really?
He looked like he had...
Point style.
I was going to say, didn't he win
he
by
wins
points?
In, like, point style, and, like, he pulls guard and stuff. And
What I saw.
Is that what happened? He, like, won on points?
That's what I saw. He was, like, butt scooting.
And Aljo's, like, in a street
I'm like,
fight,
that's
like,
the fucking worst thing for me to watch. I mean, that's why I couldn't...
Like, I saw Aljo just picked him up and helicopter spun him around.
Yeah, that was the coolest shit.
Yeah, it's the funnest thing, yeah.
I love that.
I don't know. I like
shout out to Aljo.
Shout out to Aljo.
You're the champ.
Aljo, listen, when we do Valhalla Jiu-Jitsu, I'm going to get you a worthy opponent, and it's going to be a worthy opponent and a dopest experience. I know who I have in mind as a big fuck you to everyone.
No, I think he's going against
Chase Hooper?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's his next match.
I like that. A lot.
Yeah.
I know his next fight, though, is Calvin Cater.
Chase Hooper's the kid that's got he's got curly, like a curlier.
I can't wait.
Aljo's
badass.
You know
he's a light-skinned whiter guy. Like, white guy, he's lighter-skinned. He's got curly hair. It's a little bit of a fro, but not. That's Clint?
Clint. Didn't he fight on Flex, right?
His brother.
Yeah. Calvin. I like to see Kelvin do good.
Yeah, Chase Hooper.
Kelvin, I like to get him.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kelvin, but it's tough to get Kelvin.
Kelvin from the hood.
Me too. I still live in the hood.
No, we have this joke. I'm like, where are you from? I'm from the hood. I'm like, you're a fool. He's mad funny, though. Oh, man.
Listen, it's important. The hood builds character.
Hell yeah.
420%.
So, yeah, because Kelvin's really good. Yo, Kelvin's so funny. He trains with BMO, and he'll just be deadlifting 365, and he never fucking lifts. I'm like, you're killing me, kid.
How?
Ghetto strong.
Ah.
That's what we call it.
What was that, three plates?
You're almost forced to be strong.
Three plates and a 2500.
For real.
But just for a guy, right, Jeremy, you were in CrossFit a long time. A guy never works out, never lifts weights. He's just deadlifting 365 for reps.
Just for not me.
You're no, like, dude.
This is like,
yeah.
Dude, do you remember that CrossFit open workout that started with 55 deadlifts at 225?
Yes.
I had a powerlifter friend who hated CrossFit. He's a fuck CrossFit, and he like came to the open workout unbroken for 55 reps.
Oh my god!
He did 55 reps unbroken. At 225. Yeah. I seen guy. I mean, I had a CrossFit gym. I had a girl that was on a regional team. So yeah, I mean, and I ran competitions. I did a summer throwdown. I did a couple of them. So I ran a few. So we had some monsters. No, always, cause I can never really do it. Snatch. I'm not a fan of barbell snatch for like only the most, you know, specialized of athletes. But let me tell you, I would have guys doing 300-pound hang power snatches. You know, I'm like, fuck, these guys are jacked. Clean ladder is one of my favorite, though. I always like the clean ladder. It always looked good, too, going down the line. And then the buzzer, beep, beep, next guy up, boom, get to the end of the line, and then deadlift max reps after that, which was always fun. But yeah, CrossFit was fun. I was at the perfect time for CrossFit.
I tried that a few times, not for me as well.
Well, because if they don't know how to train a fighter then they just mess you up.
No, it's not that I could follow basic instructions. Oh, you just go like that. I was fine, but it's just like stupid to me. They just sit there and repeat themselves for like 50 reps.
I had no interest. I literally like that meme where it says, I don't want to be the best at working out. I'm like, you know what? Maybe when I was in high school, because I used to love going to like the gym room instead of like any other gym class. That was like my thing. And that's when I was really strong before I injured my shoulders. Now.
What do you want him to get out of it?
I like lifting weights. You can do some weight style stuff.
Oh, no, then we'll do a fun one. We'll do Linda. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2. But we'll take our time. No time. No rush.
Let's go ahead.
We'll take 40 minutes.
Cheer them on.
I'll be watching.
Probably not for this workout.
Yeah.
I wait till you get handled.
Great lifting.
Yeah. We'll set it up.
I'll be three in the corner like shadow boxing.
I like it. We have two separate conversations here, John.
Sorry.
I like it. We're in the girls' corner.
I like talking shit.
We're in the girls' corner.
I'm like, I'll be watching. We'll be high. Just like shadow boxing in the corner.
I'll hold pads for you.
Kerry.
I'm not great at it.
I do make sure Kerry lifts. Because it's super important.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say Kerry would go to lift over jiu-jitsu or kickboxing if she had the choice in a workout.
It would definitely first be jiu-jitsu. Kickboxing would definitely be... I definitely want to spar. I want to get into that because like, really like... I told you that a while ago. I like kickboxing. Okay. And I used to spar back in the day. So it would be fun for me.
Kick, right? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. She's flexible.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, if you find the right girls to work with, if Diana could work light, you know, you're a little
absolutely.
Heavy.
That's my thing. Yeah. It's because we were like also like more like threatening flexible.
The sidekick, you open up a lot of fakes and a lot of like unknown, and then you could just boom, like always keep worried about it. Just like throw it sometimes, you know, to the head, to the leg, to the body. Like, you throw it everywhere.
Oh, mix it up.
Yeah.
Like John Jones and throw it to the leg. Boom.
I love doing that. I love just like mixing it up, you know, like you know, throwing to the leg.
I'm gonna start sparring again after New Year's.
Faking the leg, going to the tee. Like I'm very good at
like Stephen Wonderboy. Like
tee kick is a
well, you know, I do all the
low. Do a lot from there, but I like to utilize it.
Yeah,
and my front kick's pretty good too.
You have a great front kick. Oh my God, David Plass today.
Yeah,
almost launched me off the platform. Yo, I train a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And he's like...
stiff as a board.
No, now he's better because he's been training for like almost 2 years.
Okay.
So now he's a lot better, but he's strong as fuck. And now he's learning how to use it.
That's dude, scary.
He's like 6'2", like 230. And he threw a front kick. He almost launched me off the platform.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He landed it nice.
That's hilarious.
I was like, he's doing good. I love to see that. And it's tough because he owns a gym. He only trains once a week. So it's tough to... see progression. So it's really important for me as a coach when like you get to see even training once a week and just
seeing the progress
working on his stuff on his own.
No, I can relate to that because I train a lot of people, and when I see progress and I see them taking the initiative to like train and be creative and do stuff, I'm like, okay,
yeah, I mean, it is fulfilling.
Yeah, you feel good, you know, because you help them get there, you know.
It is super fulfilling. I got a kid wrestler I've been training. Oh, you see that kid Ryan I trained at Law? He's like 14, but he wrestles. But he's pretty good, and that's fulfilling, like training the kids. Like, I don't like to train like a kid's class of like babysitting. But if you give me a kid athlete that like wants to train, I love it. Because they get good super quick.
Yeah.
And then
they retain it.
You know, I don't know if this is a selfish motivation, but man, the parents really appreciate it. You know, when sometimes when you train adults, they may miss it. I don't know, when you do it for the kid.
It's different.
I know. It's different for them. I don't know why, but I don't have
like
kids.
Teach them like a sitting position, like on your knees when you teach little kids, which is a little annoying. I'm like, you know, I'm like, all right, I should be on my knees. I know.
Are you making fun of me, kid?
They don't listen.
Are you making fun of me? You go on your knees.
Sure, they don't listen.
I have to go on my knees.
Because I never had to do that.
I have to go on my knees, and then you guys don't listen.
We'd be seeing eye to eye. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Sit down.
You got to get on your belly to coach them.
Here we go.
You lay on your back to coach them.
I'm not going to lie. That is a problem. Because
I spent the whole session on my knees.
I'm never on my knees, you know.
I really have to watch how I talk.
No. If anybody knows us, at least around this table, we're very anti that weird shit. So like,
oh my god, me too.
Like, all of us.
I hate to say we're conservative, but why do we get lumped into that category? Like sometimes when you think a little traditional, what would be normally considered regular?
That's what I'm like.
Have you ever taught a little kid in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Is it harder? What would you rather teach a little kid, striking or jiu-jitsu?
Striking.
Striking.
I just feel like a kid would never listen to me. Like,
I like teaching kids how to play pool. They're eye level with the table, so it's really, really easy to get them. And then they compute it easier.
How do they get to the shot though if they're short?
Well, when the kid's eye level with the table and they're tall enough to get to the table, they can see those shots better than fucking anybody. Oh, that's why you know who's great at pool? Asians.
My God. I hate the stereotype, but there's a lot in the pool.
Yeah.
And then you get close. I've been trying to get, I tried to do last time what you were saying. Get close to the ball, close to, line up, get low.
Yep.
Yeah, get low.
How's your finger position?
Oh, best bridge. I do. Your hand.
Pause.
I love it.
Kelly, like how's this? That finger? I've never seen it in my life. That's crazy.
Good?
So,
no, I've seen that.
Yeah, this is the proper way. And but if I hold the
rail, actually, I might actually do that too.
Depends what you're doing. Oh, we should all go play pool. It's my favorite.
Yeah, we should do a pool session.
I will.
What about bowling? Yes.
That's bowling? The one thing.
I'm good to bowl for like two rounds.
Everybody.
Oh, like dodgeball.
Paintball. I'm not good, but I like
that
playing.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You don't have to be good. You just have to.
Let's just have a paintball match, 2v2.
Paintball.
Yeah, we fucking paintball each other.
But I would love to go play pool one day. We can go to
Rock. So, I have a couple different bridges. Like, for my, if I'm doing breaking, I'll go like this, but I like to, like, rest it on
here. I feel like we're rookies.
If I'm
you're
going,
pro.
Like, high up, I'll do, like, something like this.
Semi-pro.
And hold my, you know, cue, like, there.
What is that?
I do a lot of weird, like, my fingers are very, like, flexible, so if I have to, like, do, a, like, a
it's
jump
like
shot
the Spider-Man
like that.
Move right there.
Yeah, I have really...
Like this. You like, hang 10?
No, not even that. If I'm doing something straight, it's actually what I've been doing recently to get a really good moving hand. To make sure I put my fingers up because I know then if it rests on here, I have a
what
really,
is this,
really strong.
Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Or here.
What do you call this?
Just,
yeah. Yep. Jen taught me this. Yep.
That works too.
Jen was like, just
your
do
hand,
this.
It rests right between.
That's what she told me. Yeah. Just do that.
Yep. Yeah. I generally use that for certain shots.
And then on the rail, I'll.
Close, you do it. Okay, so that's called an like open guard, closed guard. This is called an open bridge when you have your hands up, even like that.
Open bridge, closed bridge.
Yeah.
Just like good guard. Open bridge, closed bridge. Jeremy,
people laughed at me. People laughed at me when I said there's a lot of similarities from pool to jiu-jitsu, and there really fucking is. The angles you cut,
especially MMA. More MMA, huh?
I do that.
So you use a closed bridge. Yeah, that's a closed bridge. The problem with it is if people don't know to base it, you have to base it. You have to have some kind of base holding your bridge. Because I see people floating their hands, and I'm like,
so
how the fuck?
Bridge,
like, your cue's all over the place. It doesn't even work.
If you close bridge, you got to get yourself a base.
And the other just like random shit that I could tell you. I took third
place at Players, bro.
I took second place. Is the best thing you could do is when you're doing it, you want to put your arm at like a angle like this. And then you know you have a really good, your arm's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Tricep extension. I think of it like a tricep kickback.
There's like a whole like...
Oh my god! And then if you're
how to do everything.
Oh yeah!
And then like I never thought of it that way.
What I like,
my break is insane because of it. What do you like?
A good break. I like about pool.
It's an actual sport.
As similar to MMA, is that every centimeter makes a massive difference.
Yeah,
it's a game of inches. Like literally, it's so crazy.
Yeah, it's like fighting.
Yes.
So it can go that way.
Boom. Yeah, like the angles to hit is like if you're off. Here to here, massive difference.
You know what I want to start like learning how to play chess. I don't know
me
how to
too.
Play.
Me too. I was thinking about that.
I want to get into it.
I have a
like,
dope Dungeons and Dragons chess board. I'll bring.
Yeah.
I play chess,
dude. I just I don't know how to play.
Do you play, Jeremy?
Really?
Oh, we should.
Yeah, let's.
Oh,
do
activities.
It. Yeah,
I'm down.
I'm down. Is this our friend group?
Yeah.
We are starting chess club.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So
should make jackets.
We should have. No, we should do a pool team too. There's secretly, chess. I've been wanting to do a pool team with like a couple of fighters just for fun, just to like freak people out.
Yeah.
But I actually picked up a really good technique with my break. From kickboxing, I go off the back of my leg in like a power punch kind
of
thing, and I get at the very least.
I never thought of it that
way. Oh, the amount of balls I get in on a break is insane because of it.
See, I like when athletes are able to transfer
the skill to a different sport. Yeah,
see, like that's talent. Like you should be able to do that with everything in your life. You should be able to transfer your knowledge, your confidence, your skill in other parts in your life. You know, I feel like that's so important.
Oh, jiu-jitsu got me so much better at pool.
Yeah.
I kill it now.
It's what Miyamoto Musashi said. If you know the way in one, you know it broadly everywhere. So if you could get the principles from something, the principles from most things are the same.
Yeah.
And then if you know the principles, right, then it makes sense. Like, and fighting is the most accessible discipline for people. Mm-hmm. Two little kids, they don't know anything. They could get into a fight.
Mm.
They might not necessarily be able to play pool and do anything,
mm-hmm.
but two little kids might hurt each other.
Yeah.
They could fight.
Yeah.
Right? 2 4-year-old kids, give me my ball. Bang, they start tussling, they're fighting. Right? So it's something easy to understand for humans, and I think if you know it well, then it's something
it's the most
really
natural
tell.
Thing. Mm. It's in our nature.
I watch animals, especially kids. They wrestle all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're always wrestling.
Oh my god, my nephews love.
I used to wrestle as a kid. Like,
they love me because I'm the only one that gets like tough with them. You know, like we punch each other, wrestle each other, and I just let them. You know,
you're gonna be their favorite forever.
Oh my god, I know. And they just like they get so excited because no one else. They're like, okay, go wrestle with Diana.
Because other people be like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, no, they really need.
And I feel bad because. Like my nephew, he's like 4 years old. He like started punching like in class, and I'm like, oh my god, but he has a mean fucking cross. Oh my god, she's like, pow, pow. Like he throws it so good, so proud of him. Because
they just do what you tell them.
Yeah, that's but he gets in trouble because obviously, like, it's not acceptable nowadays for kids to hit me while they're like kids. You know, they don't understand. Like, oh my god, they get so offended and so like
as a little
everyone.
Kid.
It's so bad.
I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn now.
Yeah.
It's so bad for kids to not encourage them instead of like getting to the point where they're bullying each other so bad that it like boils down into like a fucking death match of where these kids are getting really fucking hurt right now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, you fucking talk shit. It was a quick fucking, you got in a fight.
Yeah.
That was
you
it.
You got over it. You moved on.
And it didn't boil down to where somebody got violently hurt. Because I'm watching all these videos that people are sharing online where these kids are getting, like, you know, dumped on their head and they're fucking, and getting, like, boys are jumping girls. I'm like, what?
Short-term memory loss there, Jeremy.
It's crazy. I don't like it.
But, yeah, I agree. I wish they had, like, an MMA program in schools. And if kids had beef, let them scrap it out.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. They need
to
have some kind of martial arts or something in schools.
If they
want to
fight. Yeah. Should have a way to measure it out. I mean,
I just think
you
that,
know hierarchical male combat.
No.
Okay, so hierarchical male combat is what most fights are. It's combat to see where in the hierarchy you fall as a male. I'd say okay. violence among men is probably accounts for 90% or more of, and think about prisons, right? They're mostly male. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is a pretty accurate statement, right? Mm. And males of most species of animals engage in this hierarchical male combat. You think of like bulls yeah. and lions. And we do. And if you don't, then it could become right now you have a war. Mm-hmm. You kill each other in war. Whereas really you could have just kind of scrapped it out and it would have been all right. Maybe one guy would have got hurt. Rarely someone would die. Instead Rarely. Of now, millions of people die at war. Yeah. Right. So it escalates quickly when you don't have the outlet yeah. early. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard now because of like the quantity of the people on this planet. Just so many people.
And there's I know a lot of space.
Say, yes. I know you're.
There's a lot of space.
I was just going to say it's densely populated. They have people in certain and small.
Places. That.
Yeah.
It's like they want everyone condensed in the city because they're profiting from it. And they love it. You're they like don't want to change it.
The yeah. Matrix is a documentary.
And the energy.
You make a lot. Like it. I live in New York. Yeah. Man, they nickel and dime you everywhere. Everywhere I go, I get a speeding ticket, a red light camera ticket. Like they always.
You're just trapped in the Matrix.
If money's a form of energy, they're always trying to tap your energy. Right. In the city. In the country, right, there's less things that tap your energy. It's more physical. And physical things. Usually, I mean, the city rewarding. Itself,
like the lights, everything's so distracting, so stimulating. Like,
Carrie, you're crazy. Almost in the country.
I am, and that's why I love it.
You're almost in the country.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, that's why I love this place. It's like in the She's woods. Tucked away. I love that.
She's like a woodland
like, I need
fairy.
That. I can't. I hate Thank you. The city.
No, I love it over here. And you know what? I think it's designed the way that. We are densely populated, and I mean, like China, it's a huge country, and it's overpopulated in certain areas. But it's designed that way to like keep people down energetically and to keep you chaotic and friction.
Have
and
you
angry.
Seen how small the apartments are in Chinese cities?
Hey, this is the best story ever. So last year, when we were house shopping for Christy's house, we were trying to find something that. Maybe I could have a part of it, like a big enough, but not too big, or like a floor in there, whatever. And we couldn't find anything. So we go to this one house, and it looked huge from all the pictures. Where? But when you went in Northport,
okay,
East Northport, okay. And when you went in there, it was like they chopped it up in the weirdest ways. And my mom's like, who lives here? How do you live here? The rooms were so small. I'm like, you didn't notice they were Asian. I'm like, they literally made it like an Asian house. The rooms were so tiny.
They put 7 bedrooms.
It was so tiny. Hell nah.
Yo, I seen this thing online. Best and this guy had literally, it was 50 it's square like feet.
Yeah.
He had a spot. It was like 5 feet by 10 feet. Yeah. And that was his whole apartment with a sink. He had 2 beds in there. He had a roommate.
Yeah,
I was like, Carrie, imagine.
So was he in prison?
No,
I mean, it sounds like
wait.
That's terrible.
So that's just the way regular people live in China. But if you see, did I send you the Danish prison?
No,
it looked like a spa. I'll see if I can find it. Danish prison. It has like an overlook of the water. It's very modern design.
That's why.
How many people are in prison?
Even
in
the
Denmark?
People in prison.
Yo, there's 5 million people.
You're like, can
countries.
I go live there? The homeless. The homeless fuck it up just on purpose.
Like Europeans, like people like from back in the day, like Greeks, and you know, like they're all like family people, and like especially like in from small like you know villages and stuff, like they're very close. So of course, you know, they have money, and I feel like they have as a state. I feel like they
I'll say
good.
This about like those Scandinavian countries that everyone is like, oh, we should be like that. Their populations are tiny.
Yeah.
It's usually hard to immigrate there unless you have a reason. Like, you can't just show up and be like,
the same thing
hey,
with my island. Like, you can't just, like,
you can't just show up and
okay,
be like,
okay, I'm deciding I'm going to go live in friggin' Greece. You're not going to go on an island. Like, here's you're going to go in Athens.
Yeah.
Like, that's
exactly.
the city. Mm. You know, that's where you can find, like, opportunities to work with someone that's, you know. But like in an island, everyone, you know, everyone knows everyone. Like it's so like.
You just show up. Yeah. So a place that's small, like even like Switzerland, you can't just go move to Switzerland and be like, hey, I want to live here. And what are you doing? You got a job? Nah.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling. You got money? Nah, I'm broke. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, literally.
You want a travel visa? We'll give you 3 months.
Exactly.
All right. Then get the fuck out.
Unless you know someone, you're not getting in.
Are you going to school? you get married, right? Like, you have to have a reason. It's not like, oh, come here and we'll figure it out. We'll try to get you citizenship.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why those countries are run pretty efficiently.
Yeah.
A place like America, that's the third most populous country in the world, is, you know, run very inefficiently. There's a lot. It's super. And
it's,
by design.
It's very corrupt.
And by design.
That's the thing.
It's corrupt and like, oh God, I don't want to get canceled here. But yeah, the government's corrupt. It's a fact. There's nothing you can say about it. I mean, how can you not? When you have a job that makes 200 grand a year, and after 20 years at that job, you're worth 100 million. That's fuckery. Because let me tell you something. I know a lot of people that make 200 grand a year for 20 years, and they're not worth $200 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, wait, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Well, you're using your position. Really, they should get paid. You know what they should get paid? Whatever the average salary is in America at that time. So, like, let's say you Google the average salary and it's $67,000 a year. That's what a senator gets paid. You represent the fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Take the people's salary.
Yes. I 420% agree with that, especially when, like, they all bitch about, like, the government shutdowns and all this shit. It's like, wait.
They always get paid.
Yeah, people get fired left and right in America, and you don't hear, you know, like, we do bitch, but you don't give a fuck. Like, they don't do anything for us, essentially, if you look at it. The shit that they're doing right now is, like, it's nothing for the people. It's nothing good for us. So, like, you know.
It's the bare minimum.
And the public sector sucks.
It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you how you know this. Anything in the public sector, if you had the money it cost them to do it, to spend on your own, you would never use the public sector option. Mm-hmm. So it costs $35,000 a year to send a kid to a public school.
Yeah, yeah.
According to the government, right? Mm-hmm. If you had 35 grand, you wouldn't pay to send them to a public school. You'd pay to send them to a private school, right?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You'd homeschool them and get them for 35 grand.
Yeah.
You would have a professional tutor for each subject, and I would homeschool you. 35 grand.
Wow.
Right? That's a lot of money you spend on a kid.
Yeah.
How would I educate a kid then? Well, let me think about it. If a professional tutor, I'll get a good one, let's say $100 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say 5 days a week, they have a different tutor come in, that's $500 a week.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 a month, that's still $24,000 a year.
Wow.
That's still less than what you spend on. And that's with me having one-on-one, you get a private. And we do the work, and then with that private, we do it remotely then. One in person, one remote.
Wow.
You could set it up. Think about if you had the money that they do for public, and what do you get in public education? 40-minute class. Right, you go from room to room to room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you often don't have the materials that you need. The place is stressful as fuck. Right, like, so if I gave you the money, you would never take the public option.
Yeah.
Roads, these roads are mostly private. Ask anyone who works for the state. They subcontract a lot out, and then the state might maintain the road, but a lot of things is privately done.
Wow.
Any public option sucks. What does the public sector make?
That's crazy.
Battery change.
Because even think about what the government's supposed to make well. Rockets, NASA, SpaceX comes along and does it for a tenth of the price.
Yeah.
Or less. It's like the government is so bogged down with bureaucracy.
It's ass.
Yeah, any government option sucks.
Yeah.
It would be better if it was all private. The government should have two jobs. Make sure the border is safe, so that make sure the country's safe from external threats.
No.
Make sure the country's safe from external threats and internal threats. Especially, and regulate interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only jobs the government should have. You make sure everything's safe inside and out, like as far as actual crimes. And then you make sure that interstate commerce, you don't have states go to war with each other.
Yeah.
Right, which could happen if you don't regulate interstate commerce.
Right.
Other than that, what the fuck does the government need to do? You could build a road privately. There's no issue. They're mostly privately built.
Yeah.
You could private school everything.
Yeah.
The problem here is like that they don't change these things. You know, you're never going to see changes. It's just going to keep happening the way they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And
not till everything,
you know,
gets all fucked up. Listen, I think about it like this. So in ancient Rome, they have the most well-developed society up until that point. Government jobs, tons of them.
Yeah.
And if you were working for the government in 475, they were telling you, listen, don't worry, your job is secure. We got this system going for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year, some big dude came in and was like, what job?
Oh.
And while you're here, run your pockets.
Yeah.
And where you live, I'm going to come to your house and steal your stuff. There went your government job. There went your pension. Remember, ancient Rome had all that stuff.
Yeah.
Pensions, land grants. Your society collapses. Guess what? All that stuff you thought was pretty permanent very quickly becomes, it totally disappears. Go try to find a cassette now.
Feel old.
No, you probably, how old are you, Diana?
30.
Oh, wow. Everyone stays the age I met them.
Like, I feel like that.
Kid's 25. How old are you, kid?
27.
All right. So, kid's always 25 to me. He's perpetually 25. You're always 25. Perpetual. Well, a girl is always 25 anyway. All
right, good. I like that. To be honest, like, no one ever thinks I'm 30.
No.
Anyone I ever meet, they're like, wait, 30. You're 30? I was like, I thought you were like 22. I'm like, okay, relax. Okay, relax. 22.
You're like, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for the kids I train with to realize how old I am, like, comparatively to them.
I feel like it's also my personality and maybe.
Like, your dad's probably. How old's your dad?
60.
He is not 60. Your dad's like 48.
No, he's like 57. Oh, he's in his 50s.
Because kids, if kids 27, if I had kid at like 18, that's it.
Literally. Wow. Yeah.
So, but hey, I do good with these kids. Wow. I love training with the kids. They keep me young.
You're good, bro.
I try.
That's pretty annoying.
You've been training Vanguard a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, they're going there. Sure.
Yeah.
I just started there, too.
I mean, Rao is like...
He's really good.
He's super good. I mean, it's hard to grasp, but like in the gym, he fucking is so good. It's crazy. Yeah. Even Gary Gordon Ryan is like, he's like my toughest roles.
Wow.
So pretty impressive. Yeah, he's tough. It's just too far out.
Yeah, I know. That's a drive.
For me, it's...
We have a drive. I go there once a week, but...
They have good girls there. You kind of need those girls.
Yeah, I get good work with Caitlin, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Caitlin's there.
She has, like, a nice wrestling class with girls, so...
It's kind of a rugged training spot, too. Yeah. It's hard training, but for fighting...
It's tough.
It's a tough room.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. But if you're fighting...
It's really good.
You kind of need
it. You get quality work, you know.
Quality work, yeah. It's high quality work. If you're fighting, it's like you kind of need that work. Yeah, you need that grind.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we have, like, I'm not going to say, like, the guys are getting good, you know, like, the ones that have been there for, like, the past, like, 3-4 years. But, like, there's also, like, a lot of new people there. So, like, the level at law.
Oh, at law.
At least, like, in
jiu-jitsu
and grappling, yeah. So.
And the best way... to get good guys is to get new guys good. So, guys, if you're a beginner, I love teaching beginners. Hit me up, but I'd rather you do privates than jump into my Tuesday night class, which is absolute madness, although I do love that chaos. Tuesday night class, Jeremy, is 30 people.
Mondays and Wednesdays, too.
Half beginners, half like...
Oh, that's right. You have the amateur fighters,
my Tuesday 6 p.m. class. But that class will be packed, and it'll be like half beginners, and I'll have like guys there first day, and I'm like,
"You're not rolling."
I'm like, "You're not rolling. You could do the position."
Yeah.
I'm like, but if they wrestled before, they're like, "Nah." Like, I wrestle.
It's tricky.
Like,
I don't know. Wrestlers can be dangerous sometimes.
They can be dangerous too. Yeah.
When they're really green and they don't.
And they're tough.
Yeah.
If they're green and tough.
Yeah.
It can be a dangerous role.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you don't, So, it's a little wild, but I do love the chaos and I manage it well.
Yeah.
I do like it. But it's not how...
Law is just chaotic.
If someone, and it has to be that way, because that's where stars are made.
Yeah.
Right? The stellar one will tell you that in order to make a star, another star has to fucking explode. And when it explodes, it has to spew its guts all over the universe.
Yeah.
And then all the guts it spewed out has to smash into each other so violently that it sticks together, collapses, and explodes.
That's how
a star is born.
Like, so that reference.
If you don't have that chaos, like whenever someone asks Ray, oh, how do you train all these, you know, all these champions? I have a school with 500 people. He's like, it's the fucking first problem. You got 400 people you got to watch after. I got 10 guys I'm really concerned about and 50 guys on the edge. You got 400 guys. Yeah, okay. You fucking train a champion.
He said that.
Yeah. Like, ah. I mean, it's true that you're a train champion. He's like, you're making money.
Ray's hilarious.
Shout out to Ray Longo. He cuts right to it. He's like, the fuck you? You got a 500 person gym. What the hell are you asking me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're making mad money off your gym. Shut up and enjoy it. You want to train fighters? Why? Like, they make you no money until they make you money.
I know.
No, but Ray loves it.
I know.
And he's at the point that he's so good at it. But he also
loves his guys, you know?
And he's at the point that he's so good at it
yeah.
that now he could, you know, do well. But yeah. until that happens, a fighter is like a baby. They take a lot of upfront cost until they hopefully pay out in the future for you.
Mm-hmm.
And like most kids, they may never pay out for you. They might yeah. just become a burden.
It's a small percentage. And the fact that he was able to produce three
champions in the UFC and, you know, and in champions elsewhere, right?
And many UFC coming.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Let's start wrapping it up. Yeah, we got to start boogieing anyway. So shout out to the legendary coach Ray Longo. We definitely got to do a round two.
Yes.
Diana, you definitely are a better talker than Kid.
We're so, working on it.
Kerry, I think you found the co-host for the girls' corner over here.
I love
here.
It. No, she's great.
Yeah, you guys got a good vibe. That was good.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I love Kid.
Oh, yeah, if you ever want to do it.
Anything you want to say?
To all my fans, I love y'all.
Stay tuned, PFL. If you don't sign Kid, if you don't sign Kid, I'm going to have to start my own show to rival you just to sign my guys that you scumbagged. Don't wake the dragon. No, I'm just kidding. I have no money, actually. That was an empty threat. But we will be bringing back Token Choke 420. And
that was an empty threat. No, it's funny that you say that, but... You know, I feel like it makes a very good comeback story. So just Thank you. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, but definitely Token Choke 420. I'm already putting that out there to the universe. Yeah. But we're bringing an event sooner, and that I'll announce as soon as we actually have the paperwork together. I don't want to jump the gun, but, you know, may as well take our time, right? Anything you guys want to say before we wrap it up?
Catch me at Flex Fight Series February 23rd, I think. Hopefully I have a fight there.
Hopefully her opponent shows up.
Yeah. It's not official, but I'm manifesting it, so.
All right.
I'll be fighting then. See you.
All right.
See you next time. Maybe next week in the next few weeks.
If you need me to make 145, I'll identify manifest that for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll try to make 135. Just give me the opportunity. No. I don't care, dude.
That's light for you.
I've been walking around like 150, so.
Oh, yeah, your diet's been good.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I'm not fucking around too much.
All right, Kerry, anything you want to say? Thing.
I hope you guys have a really good New Year's Eve if you are doing anything. And to all of our fans, however many there are, we hope you guys have a great New Year's Eve, although this will air.
I don't celebrate New Year's right on January 1st, but to all the people that do, I celebrate it March 21st. I celebrate it for the equinox. Oh. No, equinox. All right. Guys, we're exiting the Madame Zone. All
right, goodbye, shut up.
You're like, when you celebrate New Year's, we'll save that for the next show.
That was great. Kid's like, nope, we've had enough.
Yeah, the battery's about to go.
Oh, my God.
That was the best
shit. My cough is, like, terrible. The whole time I'm, like, dying, trying not to cough.